Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends, Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove. This Friday, new records from My Morning Jacket, The Grateful Dead, Bryan Adams, Eugene Merman, and more. So come down, pick up some new records, 10% off any purchase. And they'll have complimentary beer from Four Hands Brewery. Live in stores on Saturdays and Sundays. Next one will be November 1st, Search Parties. So come check them out. Also, mark your calendar. The next Rock Paper Podcast showcase will be November 28th, 2 to 4 p.m. with Connor Lau and Hands and Feet. So that'll be a fun afternoon. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
I'm Matt.
Yeah.
I'm Spencer.
I'm Brian.
And we are Talk.
Yeah, we're Tech.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Hanging out at Suburban Pro Studios.
Yes.
With the guys of Talk.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie.
Welcome to the show, guys. I've been following you guys for a while now. I've been noticing your name a lot more. One of the first things a while back you guys did Lauren's local
produce
section.
Yeah.
So I remember watching that video, and then through the RFT stuff and all that, you guys nominated and named 2013
14
also
this year.
Yeah, that was it.
They did this
year.
2015.
Don't say it.
I do it. That's too late.
No,
it's too late.
You already did it.
I already did it.
Oh.
Every year every year I try not to out loud say the year.
Yeah.
Right. But I already messed up this year. I'm still practicing though, so I'm not gonna say the year.
Yeah.
Was it this year we was best hard rock band? How does that work? I guess it was 14, right?
Yeah.
We got to reclaim our crown again.
No, this was hard rock.
Yeah.
And last year was regular rock. And then because
we're just, you can't box this into a genre.
No, it's, but there's things you have to do, like at a stock car track when you change classes. So,
right.
But I didn't do anything.
2015 is going to be synth rock.
Mm-hmm.
This is, no, 2016. This is 2015.
Right, but this
I did
is
buy
the,
that
oh,
white.
No. Right, because the synth will get here.
I bought that white guitar. That's probably what did it.
That's a hard rock thing? Okay.
Because, like, you know, it wasn't, that type of thing is banned from the rock category. So when you go.
I didn't even know.
I didn't either. But there you go.
Yeah, the people at RFT did.
We're the best. That's what they said.
You guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been, seeing the name a lot more. I was like, figured it'd be a good time to come get to meet you guys and talk some rock and roll with you guys. And,
okay.
I see you guys like, the past few years I've been like running around like more of the modern rock, pop scene and stuff with a lot of bands down there with them, and there's a bunch of my friends play over there, but more and more, like, since doing the show, I've been discovering a lot of other great bands around town, like I was telling Matt off mic, and then but like I've been starting to hang a lot more with like this other independent rock, indie rock kind of vibe, you know, with like guys, like I said, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals and Manus Brothers, and a lot of these guys are kind of more blues influenced rock stuff, and so it's just been a lot of fun to get, you know, discovering all sorts of other new music in this town, and finally getting a little more culture and stuff, you know, too, like. Because we're right down off Cherokee. Like, there's a lot of great spots here on Cherokee. Like, I never used to hang out down here much, and then I just started, you know, recently, like last year or something, started hanging out down here more and stuff. So,
I used to go to Illinois a lot.
Oh yeah,
I go to Belleville.
Yeah,
like more than I would go there more than I would go to St. Louis, because I went to see, there used to be this coffee shop over there, and I went there one time and I saw the. Well, that was the first night I ever saw a super fun Rocket Ship.
Okay, yeah.
And I think the night they opened, they had, they had Camp Climax for Girls. And then so I just started going there all the time, and then that's where I saw super fun Rocket Ship, and then the 10,000 played over there all the time. So I'd always, like, go watch the check out the gigs, and at the ground floor, it was called.
Right.
And that was a drive, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I live St. Charles County, so I'm out there.
Okay.
So all of this is pretty little drive for me. So
that's where the Manis brothers live, right?
Yeah, that's what it was kind of crazy. It was like when I discovered those guys and the fact that they're like, you know, just up the street from me, which is pretty wild. Yeah. So
yeah, they might be moving down to the bumpy old Hilljack shithole where we're from.
Oh yeah,
they might.
We live out in Festus.
Yeah,
it's a yeah.
Except Spencer, he lives in Fishers, Indiana. Right?
Yeah.
So he's real far away.
Right.
I'm so further than any.
I'll party with them in Festus.
Yeah. All the
time.
That super fun. Yeah, yeah. Rocket Ship. They just put out that new video. Touch My Butt.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen the video. I didn't know it was a video.
What?
Well, I saw the thing and I just thought it was like a thumbnail or something.
Yeah, it's a thumbnail for the video.
Well, shit.
It's like the thumbnail.
All right. I was wondering about that because I kept seeing this touch my butt thing.
Right.
It's a video.
And you didn't
think, I thought it was just a picture. I thought it was a really good picture.
Okay.
But it's this video. Because I saw their video where they were throwing up on each other.
I think I see that one.
Dude. Like, everyone thought, you know, like, oh, Lady Gaga is really on the cutting edge of things because she had that chick throw up some antifreeze on her or something. I think it was antifreeze. It looked like it's antifreeze. These guys, oh, no, there was nothing pretty about the barf they used in this video. Golly.
I don't think it was probably antifreeze.
Well,
that just seems unlikely.
It looked
to me.
Like it. Okay. It was either that or Monster Energy. Okay.
That's well, maybe it was a tie-in promotion. Monster Energy, Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, dude.
Antifreeze would definitely make you puke, though.
Yeah, it would.
To death.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is I know that it will kill you, but it looked less gross than what.
And antifreeze tastes good, right? Is what dogs are always eating.
Yeah,
it's so sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, but you know what those guys were doing. And super fun, Rocket Ship, like it was really.
Oh yeah,
like,
no.
Bored. I mean, you know, they're carrying on, hoo-hoo, but really, it was like some G.G. Allen stuff.
Yeah.
But with just, but except he wasn't like throwing lead pipes at everyone.
Right.
It was. Oh damn.
To go check it out.
Do
my homework.
Yeah.
The new video was cracking me up. The it's like animated butts whistling.
Oh, and, sweet.
It's really good.
It's pretty funny stuff.
Sweet.
So you guys got a show coming up. I figure we'll throw this out there before it gets too crazy. And people, you guys got a show coming up, the demo, on October 28th.
Yes.
And, who's that? Who you guys got with you on it?
Apex Shrine from here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Rose Tesla Rosa from Nashville. I did it. I got it.
Yeah, all right.
Is that a car?
It sounds like a car.
If it's not, it should be.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just got a new Tesla Rosa.
Yeah. But see, this is the one where like, Elon Musk is like, I decided all this electric car horse shit is a bunch of bullshit. So we just, this Tesla Rosa is our first car with a Chevy big block in it.
Right.
It's got a carburetor. And he's got, he just did it today. And he's got a tattoo on his neck that says loud pipes save lives.
And this is what I'm talking about. Brandon, he's me generation, right? He doesn't care about our grandkids living in choked out smog town.
I'm just telling you what Elon Musk said.
All right.
He drives a Tesla Rosa. It's his first thing. He's really pumped about it. He said, burnouts for life. For life.
It doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the Elon I know.
Well, he said, it's like he said, he's like, we got, they took our 100, what they say was, the first car in Motor Trend or something to get 110 or whatever, 505 He's like, they took it away when they found out we had some reliability problems. So we were just going to push it all the way to greatness with this big block Chevy. Good old Elon. And Tesla then, Rosa and from Nashville, Tennessee.
There's other big blocks.
Yeah.
Like besides Chevy.
Oh, yeah.
But the Chevy one is the good one.
Bowtie, baby.
Oh, yeah. You'd see a Ford big block Calvin pee all over that thing. He don't care. But yeah, October 28th at the demo. That's where we'll be.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. They got I like all that old Manchester. I go to Bootleg a lot now. Been over there quite a bit, and they've been doing good stuff over there. I used to go to the Gramophone a lot.
Before
they moved.
Those sandwiches are good, though.
Oh yeah,
they're real good.
Yeah, I used to go for the music. Now it's predominantly a sandwich shop.
Those are two important things in my life. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah, and then Music Record Shop sponsors my show now, so that's.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. So I support them too.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice little record store right there next to the demo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! I took flyers.
Yeah. But yeah, they and Ready Room's that's a pretty cool little place too. They. Been doing quite a bit of bigger shows there, which has been fun to, a lot of comedy been coming in there, so it's been fun to see some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was going through, listening to a bunch of talk music, and went back and listened to Volume 1, 2, and 3.
Oh yeah, Gold Dollar Hand.
Yeah. And yeah, man, there's a couple on here I really like a lot. I mean, all of it's really good. But some of the standouts for me, I liked on Volume 1. I liked I want Rock and Roll.
Okay.
And Blow.
Yeah, yeah.
Volume 2, I liked Moon Plane and Get It Right.
I had to think which one that is.
But Get It Right caught my I wrote on here a note because the opening starts most of the songs starts kind of remind me a Nirvana kind of thing a little bit,
yeah, sure.
And then but at the end there's some high note stuff where it's almost like Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin going on.
I don't know.
It's it's some of the, that's what I was thinking. That's what, so.
Spencer, good grief. Hey. How unprofessional.
Yeah. No one told me that's what we're doing. Yeah. Would have switched it off.
Hey, I could do that too.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, well.
You should have a poster that says, oh, yeah. Please switch off your phones.
Yeah.
Like the movie theater.
Yeah. Let's all go to the movie.
Yeah, and turn up your damn phones.
I tell you, I'm drawing a blank on this Get It Right song.
It goes.
Oh, that was fun to play. Yeah, we should do that.
This will happen. This is how Brad on our set list, right? It's laying on the thing. We just got done with some song, and everyone, oh, good job. And I look over at Brad, I'm like, oh, you're going to start the song? And he's going, I don't, what? Huh? Which one?
Well,
how's this go?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
no,
you know, it's
fun.
It's loud.
Like
he lets that dang guitar feedback all the time, so he's going, which one is it? Oh, which one's this? And I'm trying to go, it's the way it goes like this. I can't hear it. Everything grinds to a halt.
Sounds like some kind of Abbott and Costello bit or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel.
He's
I feel
on,
like a
first.
Big joke up there, you
And then
tell us more what good songs are.
Yeah, these are all the good ones, all right, guys? Volume 3, I really liked Never Let You Go.
It's got that bass. You know which one that one is?
No.
We played it last night.
We did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the one with the... I played the Jaguar on that one.
Sure. That starts on bass, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Just play it. And actually, the drums come in before the guitar, so he has a lot of time to go, what is this? Is this one of ours?
No, I had, did some coil tapping on it, because it'll do that, you know. Yeah, it was bitching. That's a cool guitar. Yeah. There was some guy from Ireland at the gig last night. He had a guitar like that. I was talking to him about, you know, blendable coil tens.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. What, so you, do you have a lot of guitars? You got a, collector?
Yeah. You know, it's better than shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you one night, because I said shoes, because I was like, sometimes I think I have a problem, like, with the buying these things, you know? But, like, one night, I was listening to these guys talking to each other at some bar. Like, I just happened in there for some reason. I don't remember why. But they were, like super pumped about collecting shoes. Like, two, like, men were, like, really into shoes. And, like, he's telling this guy this story, and he's like, yeah, first of all, I don't know how these two bastards found each other, but they're just talking to each other in a bar.
Oh, probably red.com/r sneakerheads.
Yeah, probably. but they were like, so they're talking about shoe collecting. It's like athletic shoes.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I used to have 10 pairs of the original Air Jordans, but my house burned down, and I was only able to save 4. And I've been building my collection back up ever since. So, like, think about that. This guy's house is burning down, and what does he think to save? It's like 4 pairs of shoes.
Well, those things are worth a lot of money.
Well, they might be, but to me, it's like, well, I'm just, it's a bunch of shoes are worth a lot of money. Let's sell this useless shit and buy some guitars.
But now hold on, because shoes, everybody wears shoes.
Yeah, and
everybody plays guitars.
You know what happens when you wear those shoes for like 2 days? They're not worth a shitload of money anymore.
Sure, but I'm saying shoes are worth something to everybody. Guitars, to some people, completely worthless.
Maybe even though the shoe collector guys thought guitars were just...
Oh, I'm sure they did, because they were idiots.
Wow.
And chums. Maybe not.
Wow,
but
look at them looking down on people for their hobbies.
No,
jeez Louise.
I'm just saying, you know.
You gotta catch them all, no matter what it is.
No, I don't want to catch a bunch of shoes, or doilies, or... Faberge eggs.
Oh, there's some pretty ones.
Or whatever.
And you probably get into like doilies that are like Star Wars doilies or something. No. You can mix your interests. You like doilies and you like guitar doilies. Get one of them, you know. Put that on your
table. This is
how
people end up with like a garage full of golf clubs.
I was just thinking the other day how I had a whole bunch of Sebulba toys.
Oh, yeah.
From the Phantom Menace, you know? He's like the bad guy pod racer. I was way into that guy.
Yeah.
In retrospect, what a strange character to really latch on to.
Yeah.
But he was cool. He made a lot of toys. I had a big pod racer of Sebulba, and he sat in there.
Right.
Yeah.
I go through like phases, like where I collect a bunch of stuff from, you know, whatever my thing for the year or whatever it is. But lately, it's been music. This one, it never goes away. But yeah, I've been buying a bunch of records and everything. But I've got, like, for a while there was like I just collect other random junk, but.
Oh man, I didn't mean to knock it. If you
I don't collect shoes. I wear them until they run out, and then I throw them away, and I get some new ones. That's I'm not much for fashion wise or anything.
Don't have an eBay store selling all those.
I live a pretty simple life. Just give me in. I get one pair of good Nikes and wear them out, and then I move on to the next pair.
Used to collect horror movie stuff.
Yeah,
I had a lot of Friday the 13th toys, I guess.
Yeah,
action figures.
Yeah, I have a Arlie Ermey doll.
Oh, sweet.
From Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
It's like a
pull string?
Yeah, well, it's just got a button, not the pull string. But he, I don't know, maybe like 3 foot tall or something like that. He's got a couple. There was like multiple versions. I guess it was like the like tuned down one, and then there's like they call it extra salty version. And you push his button, and he does a couple of lines from the movie, and then there's like one like who's the whatever. Whatever he calls it, but who pushed my button and all this stuff. But yeah, he's like, but he goes on like about the whole, a lot of the quotes from the movie that are, God, out your eyes and skull, fuck
you. Yeah. That was a movie, by the time I saw that movie, everybody had quoted the movie. Like, I'd heard every single line. So when I saw it, it seemed really this is. What's the word? Like
everyone says that stuff.
Yeah, right. Like this is not unique. This is those things everybody says.
Yeah.
And I think it ruined my experience.
Yeah. That's a
spoiler alert.
Yeah, right.
That's where that came from.
I think that's kind of the whole anything with that. Like, I mean, I know like if you don't go see, a Will Ferrell movie or whatever opening week kind of thing, everybody's gonna be quoting it the whole next week and stuff like that. And like by the time you get around to watching, you're like, oh, that's everybody ruined it for me and stuff. So it's like we kind of live in that. I mean, anything with TV, all those big shows now, everybody's watching and stuff. Like if you're not watching it like when it comes out, like you pretty much better wait a while.
Brian won't stop calling things shagadelic, and I still haven't watched that movie now because it's like
that was a thing too. Like they couldn't really put Fat Bastard in the commercials or the previews for that, I guess.
Right.
So, like, when you see it for the first time in the movie, because I ever saw it in the movie, and, like, I'd never seen that Fat Bastard before, and just the reveal of that is pretty cool.
Like, we might go to eat after this, and guarantee you Brian will be like, get in my belly, right, guys? Right?
Dude, it's
enough, man.
Like, get in my belly. Yeah, that did used to be funny. I don't think about that anymore.
I was going to talk to you guys about TalkCast also. You guys have, I guess Matt's been doing the podcasting as well.
We are in Suburban Press Studios, right? This is my Bosler screen printing is the T-shirt shop in the basement, so I'm always here at the studio. So when there's time, it's a thing to do.
Yeah.
A thing to do. Talk to some people. Ours is more real stupid.
Yeah. I was listening. I listened to the Popular Mechanics episode that just came out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit ago. So, I enjoy it. It was funny. It's pretty silly stuff.
Yeah. Usually, do you ever ask people what were you smoking? That's my main question. You guys made that crazy record. What were you smoking? And sometimes people don't know that I'm kidding, and I seem a little offended by that kind of a question.
That guy from Popular Mechanics has got a Jaguar, too.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah. Well, he got his own capo, too, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would ever ask for ours and made a big...
He's got single
coils. Yeah. I like the that you tell them what they're being.
Yeah.
I like that part.
I'm real good at it.
Yeah. Has anybody ever told you what talk is then? Like,
nobody's no. Nobody ever goes.
Nobody's
let's turn the tables.
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe not true. Spencer had a good where our name came from.
Oh, right. Well, because we are fans of anime, and so it's the three-letter code for Tokyo Airport.
Yeah, right.
And that's what we named the band after.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because we were just like, that's how we started hanging out. Reddit.com/anime
right.
Talking about Akira and Punk and Scissors. And
one day I'll get to I'll fly into Tokyo Airport and see it.
It's Kauai and doing the anime.
Is that the one where they have to bank really hard to the left when they're landed? Or is that somewhere else?
I don't know. Maybe it depends on which direction you're coming from.
Well, it's down up there.
They're just making records upstairs.
But there's somewhere where the planes, when they're landing, it just looks absolutely insane. Huh. Yeah, it's cool. I don't know if it's Tokyo.
I've only been on like a personal like 8-seater plane.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Never flown international or commercial.
Dude, I tell you, like we were on a plane, and I haven't been on a plane since I was like 4 years old or something. And I probably won't ever get on one because now, like, right about when I was getting old enough to, like, go, oh, I'm going to fly to Italy or whatever, then they were decided, like, before you can get on the plane, they got to rub your wiener and all this stuff. And I don't want to buy into all of that, so...
Well, some places, you got to pay extra for that.
That's how they try to tell you. That's how they try to tell you that this is, like, a good deal, you know? Is they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to stroke you and give you a rusty trombone. But I'm like, man, what? Why do I want to do any of that? I don't want that. I don't, you know, you're just some dude at the airport. I'll just drive.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I've never had that happen.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Pretty hands off.
That's what they tell me about the airport, though, is that they're like, let me... here we go. Here we go.
Who tell you that?
Who
says... Yeah, what... Who?
People that are all like... you gotta... Well, the people that say that if we don't let people that work at the airport... do some stroking, then the terrorists have won.
I have that bumper sticker, so it's weird that I wouldn't remember that.
So hopefully you guys get your Kickstarter to go through and you guys get your personal
jet
airplane. Brian won't get on it, so okay.
That was a problem we didn't foresee.
This is a line in the sand I've drawn for freedom, is that the government's going to try to tell me that they got to, you know, give me a handsy before I get on my own plane.
Well, no, but hold on, though, because I kind of spearheaded the Kickstarter project to get our jet airplane. I'm stroking everyone that gets on there.
No shit.
That's my prerogative. Yeah, this is my plane. You want to fly my plane? You pay the...
How many
stroke toes?
How many
stroke toes?
It's policy.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
It ain't
though,
no big
man.
Deal.
Like,
it's
how
just...
many people does this plane seat?
Me and Spencer. And a pilot, I guess.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't want to pay for this bullshit.
All right. Okay.
I guess I'm not, because I'm not...
We'll meet you there. Hey, we'll meet you there.
Yeah, you will. Because I'm thinking what's really going to happen is you're going to be like, let's... pull a motley crew and take 50 people to wherever, and you're going to sit there, you know, giving a rub and tug to, like, you know, everyone that was at the gig the night before, and you're going to, it's going to take all day.
Well, I'm sorry, I care about safety.
Like, what's the whole
sorry, I care about safety, and then I don't want...
It's to save time. I'll just drive there, and I'll probably be...
Because where are you gonna put a bomb? You know, you put it somewhere where someone would go, oh, yuck, I don't want to touch that.
There ain't gonna be none of that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
So I put your picture up on my Facebook, and I asked the fans if they had any questions for you guys. Would you guys be interested in fielding some questions from the fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason writes, what advice do you have for someone looking to get started in Peeps related music videos?
Oh, there's I get them cheaper at Easter time. You try to get them on Amazon right now, they're real expensive.
Is this for real?
Now, they realize that we own the copyright for all Peeps videos, right? I mean,
I'll license that out, you know, if somebody wants to.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of advice you need to give. It's, you know.
Have you for real priced this out? Because this doesn't seem to make sense in the realm of supply and demand. It seems like they would have some really stale Peeps that they'd just be dying to get rid of right now.
Well, no, but here's the other thing,
they
too.
They throw them away, don't they?
This is real talk. You think, hey, I'll go the day after Easter? Mm-hmm. That's real difficult. They are cheaper, but you ain't going to have your choice of colors, and you need a lot of colors. Blue, good guy. Pink is bad guy. That's how it works. But no, you get them around Easter time. They're cheaper. And the bunnies are more... They're the best ones. They got gingerbread men sometimes at Christmas. I thought about trying something with those guys.
Yeah.
There's ghosts, too, right, at Halloween. But a lot of them don't really work. You can't do anything with them. The bunnies are the best, I think. And the chicks are okay, too. But, get them around Easter. Good idea to have your peep idea ready. And don't just buy a bunch of peeps and go, what can I do with all these peeps? All
right.
And that's what I do.
Hashtag real talk.
Yeah.
Next question is from Mark. He asked, what's your favorite venue to play at, and what do you consider your best gig you ever played?
Okay. Well, they're all good. I love them all.
I would say if you were just going to be, like, objective about the sound and everything like that, I'd say that it was, without a doubt, this one we just did, a few weeks ago at the Duck Room when we opened for Gene.
That sounded real good.
But, like, for myself, for, like, just the baddest-ass thing ever of all time, it was, like, Johnny Vegas had Stagamont down there, and like the stage was a 5-ton army truck, so it had like this big ass, I think they were 46 or 52, I think they were 46 inch Michelins, like the big ones, you know. It was a nice truck and it was really badass, and that's like what we were playing on, but we almost didn't get to do it because it rained and all this, so I don't think we ended up playing till like 3 in the morning or something. But that truck was bitching.
That's really funny that you...
There was also a rope swing.
Right, so I think that your parameters for a good show are different than mine. Because yours is, did we play on the back of a truck?
That was a really cool one.
And was there a rope swing?
Yes.
And some of mine would be like, did we get... soaked with rain.
No, we didn't. Not really.
Well, we did.
No.
Oh, we did, because I had to play in shorts, which is against my rules. I don't play shows in shorts. It's a personal thing. All
right.
But my jeans were wet, and so I'm sleeping. They say, okay, guys, it rained. We're done. It's over. I go to sleep. This is 1-2 in the morning. 3-4 o'clock. Hey, Matt. It's Brian talking. Hey, Matt. He wants to play. What's going on? We gotta go down there, play.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What time is it?
It's like 3:30. Go down there.
And he's doing that thing where he's like saying, do you want to do it? But I know he's saying, like, we got it. We're doing it. Right. So I go down there. Well, at the time we were playing with Andrew, was our drummer, Drew. And he was all like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. I'm not going to party at all until we're done playing. But as soon as they said, we're not playing, party time, woo! He's super drunk. We're loading drums and stuff onto this giant truck thing.
He's
not helping because he's out of his mind. And he starts, so me and Brian brought all the equipment down. He starts going, where's my, what was it?
stick bag?
Yeah.
Where's my... Did you guys lose my stick bag? And I'm like, dude, I don't know where your stick bag is. Look, I'm setting things up. Here are the keys to the van. Go check for your stick bag. He goes and checks, comes back. Oh, there's my stick bag. It was laying on the ground next to his drums. Hey, Drew, where are the keys? I don't know. Drew, we have to have... Where are the keys? I don't know. And he's gone. Like, he goes back to, like, doing whatever. And I'm like, we can't leave here. Like, this... We're stranded if we don't find the keys. So he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Except more, like, drunk. Anyway, he ended up leaving him in the van door, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Long story short, I would not have called that our best shot.
Well, they had fireworks, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen was there, and the Manus Brothers, and Fred.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I ever saw Fred play, and he wasn't drunk. It was really cool.
It was an honor to be asked.
Yeah, no, so that was cool. But also, the Whiskey War things are always really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to the last one over the summer. It was a great lineup, and I was after, especially I had Manus Brothers on, and we talked about the show, Whiskey War Festival, and all that. So I really wanted to go, but it was also the exact same day as the Inkspot Block Party in Troy, where I usually like to go. I've become good friends with a bunch of people that play up there, and it's, you know, it's like family up there. So it's like. So it was really a tough decision trying to make both.
Yeah.
But it was
it had a tasty pig.
But next year, though.
Yeah.
Next year I'll be there. As long as they're not on the same day again. That would be awful. So hopefully I can make both next year.
Yeah.
The next question is from Kevin. He wanted to know what Matt's favorite ICP song is.
Oh, you know what? I better know which Kevin that is. And yeah. I'm surprised he didn't just send you a message that said jarsquatter.com.
I go through periods of getting real fascinated with things I don't quite understand, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say the comedy of... what's that guy? Fluffy Iglesias, right?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah. So I'd be like, what? Why? Who?
Yeah.
I don't get it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of a thing. Like, do I not get it? Because I'm watching it and I'm not laughing, but other people are laughing a whole lot. So I watch it and I listen to it, and it's like, so the same thing with ICP. I got real, like, what are, like, did these, because they are very successful.
Yeah.
But they also seem real dumb, right? So it's like, you would think at some point if you even just...
Yeah, I just want to say they might hear this and it's going to hurt their feelings.
I think they play up the persona.
Maybe.
But look, I'm sure they're sweet fellas.
Okay.
So if they were like lucking into everything, right?
Right.
You'd think at some point they'd blow it. Like, you couldn't just keep the... So are they like strategic geniuses, and they're like, we're gonna market to just the super like low income to be known as juggalos at some point,
right?
Group are like, so my favorite ICP song, I mean, I guess the one that got me into it, probably like a lot of people, was Miracles. That really got me questioning what's going on there.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably like, that don't sound like a real fan, but that's what I'm going with. Miracles, great song.
I would say Santa Claus is a fat bitch.
Okay. Yeah. They got a lot of songs about killing people.
Yeah.
I was always a fan of a Dating Game, just because it made me laugh, like, just the ridiculousness of it.
Well, and... So, man, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I really want to know what they are, who they are. I want to, like, hang out with them.
I think you need to go a little
bit
deeper.
Well, they're not going to hang out with you now. You just said they're dumb.
I said they seem, like, miracle, like that, the, when you're talking about magnets.
What if they are lying about that shit?
I don't think that the scientists are, look, hey, even if somehow, whoa, physics is, we was wrong about it.
Okay.
I don't think they're lying. Just maybe they're wrong. Like, maybe our whole understanding of the world is wrong.
They lie about things. Sometimes. You know?
Sometimes. No, well.
Having a degree in physics doesn't
make you not
make
a liar.
You, absolve you from the temptations of the human nature to be deceiving.
That's really true, yeah.
You know?
Right.
It would be pretty funny, though, like, if there was, like, you know, if they were. It was just all an act, like, you know, they take the makeup off and they're like Harvard graduates or something.
Right.
Like that, you know, like they're, yeah, like we got you guys good for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
I doubt they wear that makeup to church. So.
there's a picture on, you know, passed around Facebook, but it's a guy from Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Fieri and
Violent J,
ICP, and like, you know, how you've never seen all these three in the same room, like the same guy. And,
that's true. Though.
Or a super group waiting to happen.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
You just have to
wait.
No. That,
what I said, dude.
What's going on? What's up?
We're recording this thing. Yeah.
It's a big door.
Yeah.
Given an edit point. Yeah, so you'd have ICP guy rapping, you'd have Smash Mouth guy singing, then you'd just have Guy Fieri just that's good. And, you know?
Is that why everyone doesn't like him? It's because he just eats like a pig. Because I don't
kinda,
watch his show.
Yeah,
I've never
so.
Seen his show and everything, but it seems like there's a lot of vitriol directed towards this guy, and then no one ever seems to have a thing like where they say he's a really awful human being or anything.
Right.
They just say he's gross.
He dyes his hair, got a goatee, so I guess
right.
He's a bad guy. But that's bad. You're bad if that's what you're saying about people, right?
I kind of think so. I tend to think that they don't have. And, you know, he comes over here and. What was it?
At the Iron Barley,
yeah, it was
right?
The Iron Barley, and he says.
He
slurped I guess,
down
I
all
guess
their.
Oh, yeah. Barley. I don't know if that's what he does. I've never seen a show, but, like, usually.
Well, I don't think they serve barley at the Iron Barley.
Why,
I don't think he ate
it. It's in the stuff.
It's in the stuff. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't think
like,
he went, good
yeah,
barley.
Yeah, he did. He would be going, oh, I can really taste the barley.
Oh, there's a hint of barley. Yeah.
So then, like, you know, people were. That place had a line going down
right.
The block for a while.
That's
so
true.
It's like all this guy did is, like, I think he's just out to help people, and they're like, what a fat piece of shit.
We don't need your help.
Sucking down,
right.
You know, this guy sounds like he's drinking a, you know, roast beef sandwich through a straw all the time. And they get mad at him. And I'm like, you know, sometimes you got to really pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
And is this worth it?
Right.
He might just be trying to help you. Or, you know, but also make money driving around in a Camaro and eating sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for everybody. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
It'd be cool to see an episode where he goes, I don't care for that. That's not great.
Reminded me of the Kool-Aid guy, the way your guy's impression of the
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah.
Oh, man.
So you get Supergroup, you get Kool-Aid Man, you get Macho Man, you get Guy Fieri hanging out in a band.
All right. Next question was, ask Brian if he intends to release a guitar tablature book for Toxin Tire Discography.
I mean, I could, I guess, you know.
I mean, I guess the fans want it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're asking
for it. If you want, I'll tablature that stuff out if you want me to.
Yeah.
I might have forgot something. But,
as long as you don't gotta write the song titles at the top.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I used to know how to read music. And I guess I still kind of can, but I'll tablature it.
Yeah?
Yeah, if it, you know, I'll get some of them. If that's what they want, I'll give them some tablature.
Yeah.
It'd be good to have your name on a book, too.
Yeah. But the thing about tablature is, like, probably, because I used to get those guitar magazines and it was always wrong. So I wonder, like, if even the guy that wrote the song would, like, tablature everything off and wrong.
All right.
This will be something to find out.
Yeah. Then you can call yourself an author, too. So you wrote a book. So.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very distinguished.
Yeah.
Ask Brian, where is his favorite place to shop for clothes?
Oh, I haven't done that in a long time. I don't have a... Let's see. I think I got this at that place in... this is a jacket. Because you can't see it, because you guys are in the podcast. I think it came from, I don't know what it's called, but it's by, Dollar General and Festus. But it's not the Dollar General, it's like a real clothing store where they have like those kinds of marble floors that you don't have to wax, you just buff them, you know? So it's like, yeah. But the thing was I had to get like a tuxedo or some shit for your wedding. Like I think it was a tuxedo, and then they had these for like $14 because it was August.
See, you buy your jackets out of season, you buy your peeps in season.
Yeah.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
That's how you remember.
Clothes just come to me sometimes from places, and I don't always remember where they came from. You know.
I have a real hard time finding any clothes. I'm just, so I'm like 6'4", 300 pounds, so it's not exactly easy to shop for.
Yeah.
And then, like, of course, like, I get a, you know, you think, like, a 3X shirt, most of them fit, but then, like, everybody's different, so, like, some, like, you know, go wider and not longer and stuff, and I need taller shirts and stuff, so I just avoid shopping altogether. I just try to, if I find a shirt that I like, I'll just buy a bunch of them and like that kind of thing, so.
One thing I decided is I'm not going to buy any more pants that aren't in colors that are colors, you know, like,
blue?
They are not. Right. Yeah, blue, all the pants are blue, you know, so like, so...
Remember we saw those purple pants here in Chicago?
Oh, someone was wearing them, weren't they?
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't think we knew
it. Oh, it was a girl.
You ever think, like, blue, like your blue, because, right, all most jeans, most, not all, are blue, so shouldn't they not go with a lot of things? But, like, people wear them with any old thing.
It's its own sovereign nation of colors.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, I buy shoes from some asshole in the bar that, like, has a bunch of Air Jordans.
good callback.
Slightly fire damaged, but...
Yeah, they're a little bit burnt and crispy.
let's see, I'm just now reading these, some of these. Rachel Davis asks, or Rachel, I guess I probably shouldn't put her whole name out there.
Oh, yeah. In case. We know who it is.
She asked what year it is, or is it?
Oh!
I can't.
Oh!
It's 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, I did already ruin it. But next year I'll get it. Well, so what's really disheartening about this year is that I thought I was doing great, but I did this... recorded this thing with Superfun Rocket Ship, and it's a video, and in the video I say the year. I didn't catch it. I didn't know it happened.
Right.
So I've been successful 2014, 2013, and then quite a while before that, maybe 2010. But that makes me go, well, was I? Maybe I just didn't know that I said it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like someone that's like not a smoker, but they smoke in a movie.
Sure. Yeah. Or, oh, I never cheated on my wife, but I gotta kiss this lady for a movie or something. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said.
Or, like, I don't cheat on my wife, but I'm starring in Caligula.
Yeah. So I'm practicing for next year, so I'm still not going to say. It's this year. The year is this year.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Nick writes, out of all the bathrooms you've reviewed, which one would you most recommend?
Man, Plush had a nice bathroom.
Yeah.
But that Plush is gone. Yeah. They had one of the best. I won't say the name of the venue, but we played a place not too long ago in I think it was Kansas City, where the bathroom was so bad I didn't even review it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I thought that would just be... There was no way to... I try to be kind in my bathroom reviews, you know? I review every bathroom we play, every club we play in, I review the bathroom, and I try to find positives about the bathroom, and this thing was just... a wreck. Yeah. There was nothing to say, oh, well, this part was good. So Plush was the best, I guess. Yeah. It's a good bet. Yeah.
I liked Plush a lot. I wish it was still around. Saw Pauly Shore there one night.
Oh.
I saw Jason Isbell in there.
I wanted to see Guy with My Voices, and I didn't.
Yeah, it was a lot of good shows there. They just I don't know. Wish have they done anything with it? Is it remodeled at all or anything? Or
not that I've heard, but
I haven't been over that way in a while, so I don't know if anybody else has moved in or not. And a follow up question to that was: do you ever plan on archiving all of your bathroom reviews on their own site?
What? So we're compiling them into a giant picture of a bathroom, right? Because you zoom out, you have a mosaic of bathroom pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can zoom into the and see each individual. I'd really like to make like a coffee table book of venue bathrooms around the country.
Hold on. How about this?
Okay.
All right. So this all the bathrooms, right? So it's a mosaic, because you know how mosaics work is when you go in on them real close, you can see that it's a toilet.
Sure.
Right. Well, you back up, and it's an astronaut.
Whoa. And it's like.
And you can see the Earth behind it.
Yeah.
And then it says at the bottom of it, "We are all one."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make
everyone
has
to poop.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could go that route if you want.
Don't be so scatological.
Hey, here's a question. Like, if someone takes a dump in a river and they call it a river dog, like, what is it in outer space? What is that? That's a whole new thing, because you know those astronauts are just letting them fly.
Do you think that a guy that would call it a river dog is going to end up in outer space?
No, an astronaut is going to end up in outer space, and he's going to, like, let one fly out the window of his space shuttle, and, like, at some point, some other space shuttle is going to get this thing splattered all over its
windshield. Yeah.
And so, like, there's got to be a name for it. Apparently, the guy that would call it a river dog is flying around in space, because that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
So, like, what if she, this goes right back to, like, when I said about the... you know, guy with a PhD in like physics or whatever is thinking he's above, you know, lying. But also, an astronaut isn't above just throwing shit out the window of their space shuttle.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I like to think that stuff just burns up into nothing on the return to the Earth's orbit, but realistically, I think it just continues to circle the Earth forever. People leave shit everywhere, and that will never go away, probably, unless it does start getting pulled in by gravity.
What's that, Joe Dirt with the... That's a space peanut. Call them bowling bombs.
There you go. That's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
All right.
Space peanuts.
Yeah, space peanuts. That's good. Because it makes sense, because it's like space is much more vast than a river, so it would be smaller in scale to
a dog.
Yeah, a river dog. Like yeah.
So the relative size.
Relative size.
So if river is to space, dog is to peanut.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 There we go. We did it.
Man, I'm learning so much on this episode.
I am too.
Yeah. I'm glad I came down here.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. That's what we try to do, you know.
This has been we need one of those, like, the more you know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I could say that under the astronaut, too.
On the toilet poster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, or, like, maybe it could, that could be one of, like,
series of toilet posters?
No. That should be, like, the more you know will be, like, the pyramids, but I don't know if toilets. You have to get some that are kind of have an off-white hue. Too.
Well, I'll tell you that one in Kansas City had a very off-white hue.
That would make a good pyramid.
I don't think it was. I think it was all chipped up and bad.
Well, yeah, but you know, back in the days when it was built, it was probably real pretty.
Oh yeah.
Probably at one point someone looked at that bathroom and went, this is really great. I hope someone keeps it this way.
You probably haven't been to the Casa Loma ballroom though. I seem to recall that they had a fancy bathroom. You know?
We ain't played there.
No, we haven't played
there. Because I've been in the Fox Theater. Yeah, we got to play
there. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Most of them are pretty uneventful. Not a lot to talk about in bathrooms. Hard to find. You know, I like to talk about the smell of the soap. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no paper towels, I get pretty upset.
Yeah.
I don't mind hand dryers, but I think you also should have paper towels. Just have them both. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I like, you mentioned playing Duck Room. I like the bathroom down there because it's got the hand dryers with the... Where you know, looks like you're receiving bacon.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah. Receive bacon.
Yeah. Well, I think they have those fancy Dyson ones now. Yeah.
Oh, they have the Dyson ones?
Yeah, where you stick your blade in outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I really like in bathrooms is when, like, they look kind of like quaint house bathrooms and, like, the extra toilet paper is out where you can get it. Like, that just shows that they trust.
Right.
They're customers, you know? I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we trust you.
Yeah. You won't soak this in the sink or something.
Yeah, I know a girl that stole toilet paper from the manja.
That's messed up.
I won't say who it was.
That's good.
Well, guys, I guess we'll look to wrap this thing up. Come out to the demo October 28th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Thursday, right?
Wednesday,
yeah. Wednesday night.
So yeah, do that.
Come out.
Yeah.
I can throw some tracks on here at the end. Do you guys have any particular songs you want to play?
Oh, yeah, Brian, what are the names of the songs that we should play?
Well, do you want to do the, like, barbershop quartet?
I'm going to send that one in.
Hold on. Oh, wait, I messed it up on the phone recording, though.
Brad been writing some songs that maybe won't make it on
let's see. I messed up a word, but we'll get it on there anyway.
Now, the funny thing is, he always wants to play this off his phone, but it's just him singing.
Yeah, but that's why it's funny!
There's no difference between him singing it.
No, dude, I worked hard on this. I really got the mix down real good.
So I'll send you some MP3s.
Oh, here it is.
Speed bump up my butt to keep the horse running me too fast.
Still here.
But if you slow down while I'm here in
that's
my
breath,
it will make you the longer last. I've got a
speed I think we do it better. I mean, like all three of us.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, I don't really want to do it.
Anyway, you just cut it off right before that, and I'll send you some songs.
Yeah.
You could pick. You seem to know.
Speed bump up my butt to keep the boys from fucking me too fast. But if you slow down while you're in my brown, it will make you longer the last.
Well, thanks.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
You guys are Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp. And,
boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
Talk and Roll. TANDROLL on all of that stuff. Yeah. Slashes. And
so buy some music. See these guys live. And, yeah.
Neato.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, why don't you just embarrass me as much as you possibly can, Brian?